Right. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and
here
the
we
man.
Go.
One hint, the bringing worst is yet to come.
All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. You know, Mark, you think you're the man?
No, no.
No. Sam is the man.
Sam the man. Sam the
man. Sam is the man. And you know when I'm on Channel 4, he usually gets my suits all tailored in nice. He's the best alterations guy in the city. Sam's right there on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road, Mark, right there in Lathrop Village. Men, women, children, whatever you need done, alterations, take your pants in, hem them, cuffs, whatever you need, go see Sam's. Sam is the man in Lathrop Village if you need alterations. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam'd. All right, now it's time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
All right, it's the start of the three-game series at Comerica. Tigers and Twins tonight. There was a little bit of a delay, but we'll get this thing going tonight. There's not supposed to be a weather issue all evening downtown. Justin Verlander, always a good time on a Friday night to see JV play a little ball against Kyle Gibson for the Twins. So that's what's happening downtown tonight. Obviously, the Tigers coming off the loss to the Astros, but still with the best record in the game at 20-10. College baseball in Ann Arbor, final Big Ten weekend. Michigan and Ohio State at your final Big Ten weekend. No score in the second inning at Wilpon Complex, Ray Fisher Stadium. The Spartans will host Nebraska tomorrow, and Oakland U rained out today with Milwaukee UWM. They'll have a doubleheader in Rochester tomorrow at 1. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, East. Second round, Game 5. Rangers lead Pittsburgh right now 1-0. They've scored in the first, and, of course, they need a win tonight to avoid elimination. 3-1 Penguins into this Game 5. Chicago's at Minnesota, 9:30 for Game 4. The Hawks are on top of that series 2-1. NBA playoffs, conference semis, Game 3. Pacers and Wizards about to go at it tonight, and that should be one of those that goes all night long. Oklahoma City at the Staples Center tonight against the Clippers at 10:30. That series tied at 1. Other baseball, American League, Toronto leads the Angels 1-0 second. No score early, Houston, Baltimore, and Cleveland, Tampa. The other series, Interleague series, will start later tonight. National League, 3 games underway. Pittsburgh over St. Louis, 2-0 first. Since he leads the Rockies, and we're checking on Arenado to make sure he gets a hit tonight to get it to 29 straight. 1-0 Reds in the second, and the Mets lead at Citi Field, 1-0 over the Phillies in the first. PGA Players Championship, round 2 at TPC Sawgrass. Martin Keimer continues to roll, 69 today to go with his 63. He's at 12 under. One-shot lead on Jordan Spieth, who finishes at minus 11. It's like a two-horse field right now because that's a three-shot advantage over Russ Henley. It's almost like match play tomorrow between Keimer and Spieth. Jim Furyk in a bunch at minus 6. Rory McIlroy, cut line was even. He finished even. He makes the cut. Phil Mickelson did not.
He didn't make the cut again.
In the Players' Championship, he finishes plus 1. Unless that cut line, there's still a couple guys in the course. Unless that cut line moves down, but I don't think it's going to a plus 1. That's even par. He's not going to make it. And finishing dead last, thank you very much, my namesake, Mark Wilson.
That's Mark with a C.
My namesake, Mark Wilson, dead last on
is
the bottom.
With a C or no, I'm thinking
with
of the quarterback. I'm thinking of the quarterback, Mark with a C.
And qualifying tonight for tomorrow's 5-Hour Energy 400 at the Kansas Speedway, going on as we speak in, of all places, Kansas. Thus the name, the Kansas Speedway. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Get a haircut.
That's right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the man.
We are following for you the draft, but we have a very special Green Bay Packer guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vince Lombardi.
Oh, stop.
Hey.
Per Wickstrom, that's why we say the name. Is that correct? Did
yes,
I get it right?
That's it, Mark.
Per is with us here. And, Per, tell everybody what you do, because what you do is like real stuff. We're not fooling around here.
Yeah, well, what we try to accomplish is taking an individual that has a problem with drugs or alcohol, making him realize who he really is, that there's more in life, there's more purpose in life, and, of course, getting them off drugs and alcohol, which is tough.
Oh, it is not. It's a very tough.
And it's called a forever recovery.
A forever recovery.
A forever recovery.
Because you want recovery to last forever, at least the rest of this life. You know, you want to be,
exactly.
You want to be sober.
So I was told you helped feed a lot of people in Metro Detroit, and also, was this last Christmas?
Yeah, last Christmas.
So tell me about that.
Well, we teamed up with Gleamers and the Cash Rescue Mission. We house over 500 people across the state. throughout the missions, Kalamazoo, Gospel Mission. We work with all of them. But we with Gleamers, we fed 90,000 people.
Wow.
90,000 people, which is phenomenal, you know, for the what Gleamers does and the amount of money.
Well, Gleamers is phenomenal anyhow.
But you know what? As impressive as that is, when you hear the numbers that many people need to be fed, do you know what I mean? That breaks my heart, to be honest.
Well,
it's a great thing that you guys could do it.
When you look at the statistics with drug rehab, we have over 20 million people in this country that have a problem with alcohol or drugs. 20 million people. So
it's a big job to do, but you know what? You got to give hope and faith to people, and there's got to be people fall into things. People are fallible, but it doesn't mean that your life is over or we just throw them on a scrap heap of life. You can help people, and there are many great stories of people turning their lives around.
Yeah, well, and Perrick, just to let you know, we're being seen right now on ParkerTheMan.com and the Premier Sports Talk Network.com. So it's not just the people that are listening to us on the radio tonight. There are people who are watching all around the world.
Right.
It's a holistic rehab facility.
Explain that to me.
Battle Creek, by the way.
Right. We, instead of giving an individual drugs to cope with an addiction, we get them off the drugs, use natural things like vitamins, amino acids, minerals, to get their bodies working right, clean them up, get them working out, you know, back into shape, kind of like an athlete.
Right.
And once they get that, then they start thinking properly. Because when you're addicted, you have stinking thinking. But when you're not addicted, you think properly, you think good. And by using natural medications, we have a higher success rate than people that are put on drugs.
You got a great attitude. You got a great you're boisterous. You're out there. What's your background? Where did you get the love and the passion for it?
Well, the original love and the passion came because I had my own skeletons in the closet.
A lot of times it happens.
Yep. Yeah, you know, back in the 80s,
sure.
You know, cocaine.
The 80s. I remember the 80s.
Yeah, right. You were there.
We're all there.
Surprised I'm here now.
So I had a little problem, you know, with cocaine myself. So that gave me the instill and that put it in my heart that instead of, you know, wanting to make a bunch of money, wanting to, you know, go out and, you know, chase women.
Right.
You know, I wanted to help people. So I made that the forefront. If you put the exchange of help first, everything else flows to you.
Right.
So that's where I get that excitement. And then, of course, you know, I went to college. I got my certified chemical dependency counselor and, you know, that kind of thing. That's pretty normal, you know, in this business.
And let me ask you, when you were going through your own issues, nobody gave up on you. There was somebody who had to obviously reach and help you.
I went to rehab twice.
Right.
Yeah, I went to actually four different centers, but I went to one of them twice. That was called Narcanon. And that worked for me.
Right. And
so,
it worked.
Yeah, it worked. So when I got out of it, you know, I went back to work, and it wasn't the same. I said, I have to do something else to help people.
Sure.
Would you be thought of as Michigan's Dr. Drew? Would that be would that be fair?
I don't know. You don't want to call me a doctor?
Right.
Yeah, right.
But he plays one on the radio. No,
yeah, there you go.
But a lot of he's an addiction specialist, and you seem to be in that forum. You seem to be on that avenue.
Right. We're in the same trade. He just takes a different routine, and he's a little more famous. I have to hang around with guys like you so I can get famous.
Come on, you're on the radio,
TV.
Big boisterous signal. You
exactly.
got the camera. We have another camera. I don't know where that showed up from, but there's another one there. But you had the offices in Battle Creek. Now you're coming to Detroit?
Yeah, we just procured a building in Detroit. We're actually looking in Monroe, Michigan for a center to help the 12 to 17-year-olds that have opiate addictions.
And the meth thing. What I mean, that. And the other one that's killing me that I can't
get
over.
What Rob means is he can't find it, but that's
no,
fine.
Stop. No. What kills me is the heroin uptick again, like with young people. I thought that was gone.
And it's bigger than ever.
Am I right?
Right. Heroin
it's bigger than ever.
Heroin is the number one
scary
drug abused in America today.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing?
Would never
have
thought that.
And the other thing is, because
you know what,
in
the stigma of it before, where you had to be a flat-out junkie to use heroin.
Yeah, remember the picture? The old skinny guy in the corner, you know, needle in his arm?
Right.
You know? It's not like that anymore. I mean, look at the great actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right, who just died. You would have never believed he was on heroin, right? Unbelievable.
No. Not that particular drug of choice.
Right.
Right. And that started by getting a sore back, getting put on Vicodin, boom.
One leads to another.
One leads to another. And once you're at the races, and once you've been an addict, you're gone. Perk,
how can people get a hold of you? Where can they go? Do you have
a website?
The big site is stopyouraddiction.com. Everybody can remember that because we want to stop our addictions.
Right.
So the big site, www.stopyouraddiction.com. Get on it. There's a 1-800 number. There's counselors available 24 hours a day. If you need help, if you want to just talk, if you want to come to rehab, give us a call.
And you know what? Just talking to you, I've been inspired. Seriously. All right. I'm serious.
But that's what I'm saying. Per's got this kind of your generic makeup to you. There's a presence about you that says, you know, I want to go to you if I need help.
Thank you.
I can see that.
Thank you. And, you know, also, since we are in football.
Even if you're a Packer fan.
I am a Packer fan.
I'm not going to knock you on that.
We were talking about the draft, and, you know.
Lions are up, by the way.
Are they really?
Yeah, the Lions are up. They're next.
This is important.
I think the Lions, they moved up?
I don't know. It says Seattle. It says Seattle trade. What?
With the Lions.
Yeah,
they
have to get a quarterback.
Yes, because they're next. Marquise Lee just went off the board to the Jaguars. The Lions have just moved up.
They traded with the Seahawks.
Moved up one spot?
No, they moved up five spots. They were at 45 in the second round.
Who are they going to grab?
Well, luckily Marquise Lee was taken by Jacksonville because it might have been a receiver. And Austin Seferian Jenkins from Washington, a tight end, is off the board,
Thank God.
He's not going to be taken. And Rashid Hageman went to the Falcons. He's a defensive tackle. Right now, I would say, Theo, what are you thinking here? Why did they move up? Who do they want so bad? Could it be...
Linebacker?
Could it be Jernigan from Florida State? He's still on the board.
Well, they need a linebacker. I'll take that.
You like that BYU linebacker, dude. Louis Nix III, the defensive tackle from Notre Dame.
Right, he would be great.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a place kicker available?
I need a kicker.
They're going to get a kicker in the second round.
We've gone from the great Jason Hansen to two guys who I think were kicking in the parking lot the other day.
Oh, stop.
That's what we've gone here in this town all of a sudden. Well, you got 1 year David Akers and out. Look, Martin Mayhew made a big deal about the fact that he's not bringing back, or at least for the moment, Nick Fairley, and we don't know Dominican Sue's deal. Right now you'd think he might go defensive tackle. If that's the case, I think it's either Jernigan or Nix from Notre Dame.
What if Sue went to the Packers?
Oh, stop.
In fact,
oh,
they're showing
goodness.
That now. Nick Fairley with the fifth-year option not exercised. He's one of only a couple of guys. Christian Ponders didn't get exercised this early.
And to
teams
do it,
don't normally do that.
There's no reason to. You don't have to announce it. You know, that's really
a
slap.
Well, that's why Minnesota people said, why is Christian Ponder already not being picked up on the fifth-year
option? Right, it's a slap. It's a slap in the face for them to announce it a year early. There's no reason. He has one more year this year.
So, Per, hang tight here. We got the Lions around the clock. 40th pick now overall.
How many minutes?
They haven't started the clock, though.
No,
where's
they
the
haven't.
Clock?
Yeah.
Well, the clock should start as soon as the trade is consummated. All right,
the pick is in. Here we go with the Lions pick.
Well, we know it's not Marquise Lee, so you're not getting the receiver, and you're not getting another tight end.
Look who walked in. D.C.
It's got to be
Coleman right there. Derek Coleman.
D.C., our guy right there.
So the Lions will pick a guy from Syracuse
or
Detroit Northern.
Well, you know, D.C.'s son going to play
I did the thing with at D.C.'s place what was it, on Linwood, D.C.? Yeah, the
sneaker place, right.
We were just with Jim Brown and Derek.
Is that right?
Yeah, just down at Hockey Town a couple weeks ago.
See, that's big-time Syracuse stuff, man.
Oh, did you see these guys? They're dressed
Syracuse.
In orange and white, all of them.
You know, throw Dave Bing and you got the troika.
Here he comes.
I know.
What's up,
buddy? How you doing? Doing all right?
What's up, brother? Good to see you again,
Derek,
man.
Hey, Derek, turn to the camera. There you're even on camera, too.
Hey, D.C., huh? Here's a mic, too.
All right, the Lions pick.
You ain't got a chip for me.
I know. We get
you
a chip.
Coming up
hey, I can
lies.
Always get up.
No. But,
you relax.
Hey, Weston,
relax.
Can you bring that chair right there? We need a chair for D.C. All right, we're waiting on the Lions pick is coming up. It says the commercial break coming up live. What is that?
I think that's a tease now for the pick is
well,
in.
Well, anyway, D.C., your son's going to be interning with us starting Monday. You know that, right?
Well, you know what, man. It's great to have good friends like you.
Come on. You know it. We're going to get
he
him.
Likes you, Dave.
We're
going to
get
on.
Right. We're going to get
they don't. They don't realize how far me and you go back.
I know.
You know back into New York and my New Jersey days.
So, oh, yeah.
When he was talking about doing entrepreneurship and getting involved in communications, I said, hey, well, you know what? Rob Parker's right here. He's going to step up and help us, man. Not only just him, though, but like five or six of his teammates. So
absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Derek, I'll be honest. I wasn't in favor of your kid coming.
I had to
voted him down?
I had to twist the man's arm.
That's good.
I had to twist the man's arm.
Every little bit helps.
No. It'll be all good. It'll be good starting Monday.
Yes.
So what'd you think of the Lions' first-round pick?
I didn't think that we needed another tight end.
You and everybody else. Unbelievable,
yeah.
Right?
So I don't know where we're going with that. You know,
that was a luxury pick. That wasn't a need. That wasn't a need.
I'm always a defensive guy. You know,
that's how you win Super Bowls, yes, right? Don't they want to win a Super Bowl one day?
Yeah, I'm a defensive guy. I thought
we're keeping it here
offense
until the Lions make their pick here in the second round, so we're not going to do anything. So for stations along the line, Gary.
There's no stations.
Just hang tight. We're going to wait till the Lions make this second round pick.
Which is coming up.
And this is a critical pick now after Eric Ebron yesterday, because this is – when you get to the third round, you're starting to see a lack of talent. I mean,
yes.
Even in the second round, D.C., that it was not a great draft to begin with.
Right, yeah, without question.
They must have a guy in mind because they popped up five.
Yeah, to move up five spots, there must be somebody you really
got
to get.
I got the best players on the board. I'm not seeing who it is. It's either Jernigan, unless they take an offensive lineman.
It could be Nix. Yeah, you never know because of, you know, the deal with Sue. Yeah.
Well, we need offensive linemen as well. So,
well, but that defensive tackle thing with the Farrelly and the Sue,
yes,
and they want depth. Ego Ferguson is my favorite name in the Ego.
Perry, what do you keep saying? Sue going to Green Bay? Look at you.
Which one of those guys are pass rushers? Because that's what we're missing on that end.
Of all those guys, Jernigan is the better pass rusher.
So maybe he might be the guy.
National champion. He won a title. You know, so he's got the chops, winning chops in him. Those are the best players on the board going to the second round tonight, dude. There's not a lot of great names there.
No, there's not a cornerback, which they really need.
No, the corners are gone.
Yeah. That's what they should have got last night in the first round. Okay, what the Lions just said, the Lions receive a second-round pick, fifth-round pick, and Seattle receives what?
Oh, here we go.
Herman Moore.
Herman Moore.
Yeah, we said Herman's going to make the pick.
One of the all-time greats right there. Okay, here we go.
Detroit Lions. To announce the Detroit Lions selection, please welcome, from the University of Virginia, the 10th overall pick of the 1991 draft by the Lions, wide receiver Herman Moore.
Yay, Herman.
Why got a nice hand.
With the 40th pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Kyle Van Noy, linebacker, BYU.
BYU, he picked
Theo got it right. Van Noy is the guy's name. Theo got it on the nose.
Well, good. At least they finally got a defensive player.
I got bad news for you, buddy.
What?
I've seen him play. I ain't feeling it. Theo. I've watched him play fine.
Hey, I'm glad it's a defensive player. I'll
but
start
it's a defensive guy.
Right.
Maybe he's got a lot of upside that I didn't see.
Did you have it on your list?
No.
We didn't have him.
No. You didn't have him on your list?
So
wow.
Not for the best available in round two.
So, D.C., you're here for the big event, always helping out, right?
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, I've been knowing Ron for years since we were kids. And when he called me to come out and be a celebrity bartender, you know, I've told him, hey, man, I'm here to support you in whatever you do. You know, and that's what it's about. It's always about giving back.
I'm here
and helping each other. You know, we're going to keep continuing. You know, that's what we're starting our own now.
Right.
We're starting our own NBA chapter here. As
okay,
well.
Good.
Dave Bing, myself, Jimmy King, Earl Higgins, Jalen Rose.
Okay, so Chris good.
So we're going to be doing stuff like this as well. We're trying to see if we get it done for the NBA draft, which is June 26th.
Got to get something happening. Okay,
yeah, very nice. Guys. But always here, you know, the support and the help, man. It's about Detroit. It's about all of us reaching in, helping out each other, man. That's the only way we're going to turn this thing around here in the city.
And when you're making drinks, make sure you're a little heavy on that vodka.
You know what I'm saying? Look. I'm just pouring straight shots.
There you go. That's easy. You don't have to mix anything.
You get full value with DC.
You know what? I can
to
take
the rim.
I can take them after you're done with them.
See? Make sure you see DC because he'll make sure, all right?
Here, tell everybody again, website. Just
yes. That
you know what? I just want to say, Derek, you're the man.
I try to be.
You're the man.
Yes.
We went and saw Jim Brown the other day.
Yeah, we had a great time.
We had a great time with Jim, and, you know, he was more boisterous than I've ever seen him in his life, and I've seen him four or five times. It was great. Mm-hmm. But the website is www.stopyouraddiction.com.
Can I say one thing about Jim Brown?
Yeah.
A man of integrity who's never wavered, and that's what I respect the most about him.
And
so many guys are so wishy-washy mm-hmm. and all that. Jim Brown is a man of integrity.
Jim Brown is bam.
Well, he was at the forefront of, you know, the civil rights yep. movement, and people don't understand that. Him, along with Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely.
Bill Russell, you know, all those guys paved the way for us to even be in situations that we're in right now. And they pulled me out of the audience, actually, to get up and speak about Jim Brown. A lot of people don't know and understand this, but the reason why we're number 44 is because of Jim Brown.
You know, Jim, right? I never knew
that.
Him and George Gervin.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, those are my two guys.
I'll tell you about about Jim Brown as well. When he left the game, he could have played easy 4 or 5
more years. Without question.
He got out of the game because he was tired of being underpaid
yep. mm-hmm.
and being disrespected
yes.
by owners in the league,
yeah.
and he knew he could make more money
and
doing
movies.
Acting,
yep.
movies, and
yep.
television, and that's why he left
And
the
he
game.
Talked about that.
And,
yeah.
and you
yeah.
know what? You're talking about just Jim Brown and what the players did this year with the whole Donald Sterling thing.
Uh-huh.
I was very, because the NBA players have always been soft to the union. And this
yes.
is the first time, D.C., that they stood up and they said, we're not taking a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do something about this. Otherwise, we're going to walk.
Well,
and they got something done.
That was everybody.
Yeah,
that was everybody.
Union, right.
Yeah.
And I thought you forced them to make a decision because, you know, if they didn't do anything about it, then the whole league was going to strike, you know. And, you know, as well as the guys, what you're doing, it's all revenue.
Right.
You know, so they had to step up and really force them to make a decision on what they're going to do with Donald Sterling. The interesting part about it for me is, how are you still going to make this man sell his team?
Well, I mean, you can. Let me tell you. It's real quick. If none of the players agree to play there or not play, and Doc Rivers or nobody will go there, you'll have no choice but to sell. That's all. It's all on the players. It's not on the owners,
DC. I'm an 80-year-old guy.
You know what I mean?
I'm fighting prostate cancer. I got a 30-year-old girlfriend, and I'm a billionaire.
Okay, and
either
you know
way
what?
It go, I'm winning.
He's still going to make money. You're right about that.